This is Danny Nesvedarani, community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. Since 2023, the Tsleil-Waututh Nation worked in partnership with the Kelp Rescue Initiative on bull kelp restoration in North Vancouver at Cates Park and New Brighton Park. Kelp forests in the Burrard Inlet have been facing rising ocean temperatures that have led to declines in kelp forests in the Salish Sea and around the world. According to the nation's Treaty, Lands, and Resources Department, even though there are groups focused on kelp restoration in British Columbia, there is no current standard bull kelp restoration method being applied across the region. The nation wanted to address this by developing strategies that can be successful in the Burrard Inlet to work against these declines and to motivate local industry to aid in bull kelp restoration efforts. To learn more about the impacts of this kelp restoration, we sat down for a conversation with Michelle George, Tsleil-Waututh Nation's cultural and technical specialist, where we were able to gain some insight on the effects this restoration project has had on the nation's underwater ecosystems since 2023. Please take a listen.
Tsleil-Waututh has been doing restoration projects for over the last 30 years, and it's a part of our initiative to clean up the waterways and surrounding lands. And so we've done restoration projects in estuaries and stuff, and we've been focusing on kelp and eelgrass. And specifically, this kelp project is sort of the first of its kind for us. So we're learning the process, how to harvest kelp from other areas, how to transplant it into new areas that aren't growing it. And it's sort of also a learning process for us. The methods for transplanting include securing kelp onto ceramic plates, to put it simply, and then putting those on the seabed and hoping that they flower and seed new bull kelp. And that's a really high level, non-technical overview of the project.
Thank you. I think that does a good job of summarizing it all. Aside from the restoration aspect of the project, I wanted to know if there was also an educational part as well, particularly with the youth of the Tsleil-Waututh Nation, regarding the history and the importance of kelp within these ecosystems.
So Tsleil-Waututh have used Burrard Inlet since time out of mind. And so we used it for transportation, cultural activities, and food. And then up until 1792, we used it freely and every day. Unfortunately, after contact, that changed. And a lot of other industrial colonizing practices changed the way that we use the waterways. And so because of the pollution and devastation, some of our members don't access the waterways as they once did, or understand some of the resources that we used to harvest from the waterways. So a part of that is bringing community, specifically our school kids, out to these restoration areas and having them participate in these projects, not specifically related to kelp, but we did have our students out there tying eelgrass to washers to sink them into the other projects that we've done. And so their hands-on approach, not only did they actually get to learn about the bull kelp and other kelps, traditional practices, traditional uses, and then also getting them out on the land with elders and other knowledge holders so that there's cultural exchange and education going on as well. So scientifically, but then also culturally, they're learning from all levels of not only our employees, but elders and community members.
Another thing that I found really fascinating about this project had to do with how this kelp restoration is sort of working against certain current forces, whether that be the ongoing effects of colonization or how that connects to climate change, which is ever present. And I also know that this is not the first attempt with this restoration project. There was a previous attempt in a past year that wasn't as successful. How did the nation sort of adapt and change the strategies around the restoration project in order for it to become more of a success?
Well, I think doing a little of the monitoring, assessing where we put it, where we selected sites, and then knowing what kind of ecosystem kelp needs to flourish in. So having multiple sites is in a way beneficial and helps the production of it. And then having, in a sense, more options, different scenarios where it has a chance to succeed, and then understanding where it's not succeeding so that we don't replant there or waste attempts there.
And is there a specific site in particular where you're seeing the most success?
I believe our out of the sites that we picked, I think New Brighton's one of the more successful sites.
Another thing I found really interesting about this project had to do with the various ways that kelp restoration can help these ecosystems. I was wondering if that's something you've been seeing and if that's something you can speak to.
The whole point of kelp and restoring the waterways is to help the forage fish. The forage fish are a major player within the food web, and is the herring. So in the 1860s, herring was completely harvested, exasperated from Burrard Inlet due to dynamite fishing. And it wasn't really known that it was such a huge part of Tsleil-Waututh diet that because it wasn't available for the last 100 years plus. And in the last 4 to 5 years, we've had a major herring return within Burrard Inlet. And I think that also attributes to the return of killer whales within Burrard Inlet as well. So herring and killer whales, which we haven't seen in decades, have started to return to Burrard Inlet.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is that the kelp restoration is helping with the local herring populations, which is in turn benefiting the local killer whales as well as other sea life.
I believe so.
Do you hope that this project is able to inspire other communities to adopt similar restoration practices?
Well, we do in Tsleil-Waututh in general, we have a lot of initiatives going on. We have water quality, we have restoration. We're doing a number of things, and I think we always put it back to the people that use the area. Are you doing your part thinking about green energy, doing things differently, waste? And depending on how specific we want to get, it even goes into the way that you wash your clothes and the types of material that you use, because microplastics are a real thing. And what people don't know is that it comes from your laundry. So understanding that a lot of things are really interconnected, and everybody has a little bit to participate in. And even when you go to a beach, understanding that it is an ecosystem and that walking in the tidal area could be effectively stomping on someone's home. When I refer to someone, I mean resources, wildlife, marine environment.
Mm-hmm. So just being more mindful of the role that we all play within this ecosystem and the ways that we can sort of equitably coexist.
Yes, exactly. We're all neighbors. We all sort of have to live together. So, yeah.
Once again, that was our conversation with Michelle George, Tsleil-Waututh Nation's cultural and technical specialist. who spoke with us about the success of the nation's bull kelp restoration project, including the observed benefits that it's provided for local sea life populations. This has been Danny Nezvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.